Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about a couple of different things. One of them is I got asked a question about vision boarding and how vision boarding can sometimes feel a little bit far out in the distance and not solid enough for some people. Now that's absolutely fine. A lot of people struggle to move directly to, you know, using visualization and visioning. We teach about it because it is a big transition. You know, if you don't trust yourself on day-to-day things, how can you trust your mind on the long term? So I'm going to talk about a couple of steps I use to reach 3 monthly goals. And I'm also going to talk about one of my current 3 month goals around trying to get a handle on my energy levels. And I've talked about ADHD meds. We're going to talk a little bit about other things I'm doing for my dyslexia. So let's just enjoy this lovely session together on the Truth About Dyslexia podcast. Okay, just before I get into this episode, I've been asked just to mention a little bit more about the Truth About Dyslexia course. For some people, this will be the exact thing they've been looking for. For others, it might not be a right fit, but it is definitely worth looking at. Many adults with dyslexia have not actually been given a path on how to, you know, succeed with it. Many get a diagnosis and are told to go and live their life, have a happy day, and they struggle to really understand how their minds work. You know, we've created a course called The Truth About Dyslexia Course. What a great name. Very creative, I know. We've popped a link in the podcast notes. It's a very cost-effective course that's run over 6 weeks. It's done on an app that you download onto your phone, and it's created for dyslexics by dyslexics. So the content isn't hours of content. It's short 5 to 10 minute videos with little actions you can take to experience change in your life. Now, by the end of the course, which is very easy to follow, you can actually start to feel that you can take some control of your mind. You can start to understand a little bit more about how dyslexia really works for you. And it might just be the thing you've been hunting for and haven't quite found yet. That's kind of what I felt when I really discovered what all this stuff was about. If it interests you, jump the link in the podcast and let's get on to today's pod. Okay, so in today's podcast, I want to kind of bridge the gap between doing something in the day-to-day, that you know, the thing you've got to do next, or in the next few days, and like full-on visualization. It can be a huge leap. You know, many dyslexics are only learning about how the visual mind is connected to dyslexia. And I sometimes forget that. I get so excited because I've known about it for so long. I can sometimes, you know, jump the knowledge gap. But one of the key things around visualization is it's natural to us. Visual minds, you know, using your visual mind, whether you can fully see it yet or not, is a skill that you are naturally going to be tuned into. Same with empathy. We're very empathetic. We feel, you know, without getting too woo-woo, we feel energy around us. We're very, you know, there's a bunch of phrases for it. I'm always skeptical in using some of them because they paint it in a different picture. But let's just say if you walk into a room and you can feel the energy of the room or the energy of a person, I don't know about you, I can tell if I like someone by a few words that they say or by the tone of their voice, or, you know, it's very intuitive kind of empathetic kind of modes. You know, that's how our brains operate. So that's why the visualization stuff works. And whatever you do, even with this tactic I'll use today with you, don't walk away from visualization. I use this in league with visualization. I use this to start to put structure around me so I can better operate with other people. And I think, you know, that can be a huge challenge of many with dyslexia or ADHD. But, you know, we try and do everything ourselves. We're not always great at asking for help. And we're also not very good at explaining of what we need help with. And I think that's usually the problem. We're actually happy for help. We're just so bad at saying, I need help with this because of that, and without muddling it up and just feeling silly or stupid, or, you know, we've all felt that way at some point, right? So the tactic I use came from a system for business owners. It's called EOS, Entrepreneurs Success Operating System. Throw some words around to make that work, but it's a cool system. And they use these things called rocks. And they say every 3 months, you want to create a few rocks in your life that you're working towards. And what they say there is, you know, you're going to have a direction, which is your vision, which is kind of the visualization stuff I've talked about. It's the way I recommend doing it. But it's good to have 3 monthly rocks where you can say, for the next 3 months, I'm going to focus on these things. Now, you can use this in business or life, whatever it is. But I thought I'd share my rocks. I thought I would share share one of my core rocks at the moment, or two of them actually. One of them is getting fit for my wedding. You know, that's something that the next 3 months I really need to just put a bit more energy towards. I need it to stand out front of mind. And I need my mind to be finding solutions for me over the next 3 months. So the rock is get fit for the wedding. And what does that look like for me? I want to drop about 10 kgs in about 4 months. And people go, that's crazy, it's a lot of weight. But like, hey, it's, you know, if you're dyslexic, you try and reach for the stars, right? If I hit the moon, I'm pretty happy. But that's the kind of goal. And I also know that when I get into hyper-focus mode on these rocks, I can achieve them, you know, and it's good for me. It's just the way I work. You know, someone said it well the other day is if you've got ADHD or dyslexia, you know, you need to work like a lion, not like a cow. You know, we're not the ones sitting in the field nibbling the grass for food and sustenance over a period of time, have 28 meals a day kind of people. A lot of us are more like lions. We'll hunt a wildebeest, or do they hunt wildebeest? I don't know. Hunt something down and attack it and win, and then may not eat for 3 more days. You know, that's kind of the way we work. I thought that was a great, great visualization of how our minds operate. So for me, I've got that goal. It's set. It's a rock for 3 months. You know, I know I'm working towards it. It's on my whiteboard in my office, so it's nice and clear. Another one on my office as well, and this is how it started. And so these rocks, they call them rocks because they're things we're trying to push and boulders we're moving for 3 months, is around ADHD meds. And I did a podcast on this the other day about trialing it out. And I was really excited. Now, these rocks that I'm talking about go from June, July, August, so that 3 month period. And I was getting set up in advance. I went to my doctor to get these meds all sorted. And the doctor goes, hey, you haven't had this medication for a little while now, like a year or two. And a special number you require to get ADHD meds in New Zealand. And that has expired. So you're going to have to go and see a specialist again. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure if you had heard that, your heart drops, right? You mean more paperwork. You mean more expense. You mean more time wasted. And so I was like, I breathed in deeply and walked home, as you do. And so I go and, you know, I actually have the energy because it's something I want to do. It's a rock that I'm pushing. I have the energy to find that specialist. And I find the doctor that had diagnosed me is currently not in the industry anymore. Maybe he got burnt out from too many ADHD assessments. Who knows? But the person who's replaced him goes, oh, yeah, I can see you. It's a 30-minute online review. And I'm like, oh, that's fine. It's going to cost you a crazy amount of money. For me, it's $300 New Zealand. So it's about $200 US. And I was like, well, that's a good hourly rate. Maybe I should start diagnosing people with ADHD. But I didn't. And so, you know, I sent it in to get an appointment. They said, oh, we'll get you in at the next appointment available. And sadly, that appointment is in 2 months' time. So it's like the 17th of August, halfway through my rock pushing kind of time. I was well hoping to have been in testing mode by then, seeing what works for me, what doesn't. And so my heart deflated. And I sat there looking at my rocks, you know, the wedding ones, which, you know, is ticking along nicely. And I'll tell you what I found, what came into my life for that one the other day. But around ADHD meds, I was like, okay, so what's the purpose? Why do I want these meds? Is the goal is the rock actually about getting on ADHD medication? And then I clicked and I said, actually, the goal is not that. The goal is to have some peace, some calm, especially in the afternoons. Like I find between about 1 p.m. New Zealand time and about 7, 6, maybe even 6, I kind of go into this weird zone where I just feel like my energy is dwindling. I feel like I'm not in a good place. I feel like I'm just not productive, and I'm kind of just pushing, let's just say, boulders that don't matter around in circles. And I'm like, I just feel so useless is probably the word. And I'm hoping that ADHD meds will allow me to regain said focus. And so I'm sitting there for a minute and going, okay, that's what I want. Now, I've just found a giant cavern where I'm pushing my boulder and I can't really do anything for 6-7 weeks. So I'm like, what else can I do? So part of that to me goes, okay, because I'm looking at the boulder I'm trying to push, because I've got some energy to it, I just let my visual mind run and go, what could I do to help me? So a couple of things. One is I could actually amp up my health. I want to get fit for the wedding. I know that high intensity workouts are fantastic for the ADHD dyslexic mind. They're brilliant. If you can get into them, they're fantastic. But I'm yet to find one that works for me. I'm not someone who can just run in a straight line for 60 minutes. I would just jump off a bridge. It's not my thing, all right? It's not my thing. And what I, you know, when I lift weights can give me that rush. If I do 60 reps in a row and then I wait and do another 60 reps, but I get bored of it. I honestly, my brain just doesn't work with that stuff. I just get frustrated. So I'm like, how do I fix this? And at the time, I didn't really have an idea, but what I did know is what came to mind was I have an Oculus set. Now, Oculus is the virtual reality world by Facebook, and I used it for some business meetings. It was really cool. And then I haven't used it for a month or so. And what came to mind was I was like, wow, they're starting to get more fitness stuff on this. I wonder if it'll work. I go on, I have a hunt. I find this Les Mills Body Combat app for 20 bucks. I'm like, hey, this can't hurt to try. And so, long story short, I put it on. I give it a try. And I do this 8-9 minute workout. And my gosh, by the end of it, not only are my shoulders wrecked because it's like a boxing app, but I'm engaged. My brain is working. Everything is ticking along beautifully. And I'm feeling fantastic. And it took 9 minutes. And I can do it without leaving my office. How cool is that? And the virtual world it creates is just amazing. Like, it's quite creepy how good it is. And I was worried about all these things, but doing it, it works for me. And I'm like, wow, I could do this a couple of times a day to kick my energy up when it goes to a low. And for the last few days I've been testing it, it's been a huge success. So that was a big tick. So not only is that going to help me with my afternoon slumps, it's also going to help me with my fitness for the wedding. So it's like my brain is going, hey, these rocks that are in front of you, I'm just going to start showing you how to solve them. I'm going to find the information that you already have in your head, and I'm just going to point you in that right direction. And that's been super helpful. I usually recommend with these, pick 3 rocks over 3 months. Don't pick 20. It's not going to work for you. Pick 3. And really, and the thing I was reminded of is it's to work out why do you want it. Because the answer you may think, like ADHD meds, might actually not be the best solution. You got to work out why do you want it. And for me, it was that lull in the afternoon where I become unproductive. How can I step that up a gear? The other thing as well that came to mind was I've decided to test CBD oil again. Medical CBD is legal in New Zealand, so is medical THC, which I might test as well, and see how that impacts my afternoons. But these things all came about because I had these rocks in place. Now, I'll be honest, there isn't a massive secret to this with these rocks. Like, I love putting something visual on the wall for them, just to keep them front of mind and visual. If you've got a whiteboard, I have them on my whiteboard as well. Keep them front of mind. You know, if you do not keep these rocks front of mind in some format, they will disappear. In my business, we use them as well. And every week, we look at them and say, how are we going towards this? Even if we've done nothing, we go, how are we going towards it? We bring it back front of mind. And what happens is when you get to the end of the quarter, which we're just coming up to, I think we solved 90% of these rocks that we'd put in place for ourselves, which has helped me massively in the company that we run and just in life. So I'd really recommend considering working out what are 3 rocks you could do for the next 3 months. And if you're listening to this about the time it's released, June, July, August are right in front of you. So have a think. Don't make these rocks so huge that they're impossible or they feel fearful, but they can be things you don't have a solution for. That's really cool. When you don't have a solution for it and you start to watch your brain work and start to push these rocks for you, it is such a powerful place. That's what I wanted to share today, guys. Have an epic rest of your day, and I'll be back on Thursday-ish.